Now, April, this month, is something called Make a Will Month. And I personally have I've never thought about making a will. And I imagine a lot of people are actually in the same boat. But it's very, very important to do so. And there is an opportunity this month, along with St Michael's Hospice, that can help you out massively. I have Tony here in the studio. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Now, remind us what it is that you do for St Michael's Hospice, then.
My name's Tony Collins. I'm the Chief Executive of St Michael's Hospice here in Harrogate. St Michael's Hospice offers a range of services to work with those people who are living with a terminal diagnosis. And we work with them in the last days of their life, focusing on the quality of life and living.
And Make a Will Month, I suppose, does have synergy with you, really, because people who are in St Michael's Hospice may be coming towards the end of their life, which is a horrible time to be thinking about. But some of the more complicated aspects of that, like making a will, are really, really important to think about. And am I right in thinking a lot of the time that's sort of forgotten?
Yeah, in actual fact, over a third of the people in the UK have not yet made a will. And we know from our own experience, that not just St Michael's Service, but St Michael's Just Be Bereavement Services, that dying without a will can lead to some very complex situations and often quite distressing.
So why is it important? What's it preventing if somebody already has a will in place?
Well, I think the key thing is to get some legal advice to tell you exactly what would happen in the case of your own death. Where would your goods, everything you worked for in your life, where would they go? Quite often, it's never quite as straightforward as you would expect it to be. So therefore, it's very important to record in a proper and legal manner what your wishes would be.
This month, then, April, is called Make a Will Month, and you have done this for how many years has this been running for?
Oh, we've been doing this for decades.
Decades, okay.
Now, yes, yeah.
So you're well practiced at it then as an organisation. You team up with a variety of solicitors and offer people the chance to write a will. Tell me how this works.
As you say, it's St Michael's Make a Will Month. It's a regular feature on our calendar. Every year, and we are able to do this because of the remarkable support of a number of local solicitors. Basically, we ask you to say, it's time for me to write a will. You come to us for a pack, and that pack will give you the names of, on this occasion, 9 participating solicitors who will offer you the service of writing a will for you completely free of charge. They will ask you or invite you to make a donation to St Michael's in lieu of that charge that you would have otherwise received. So, in other words, everybody benefits from this, thanks to the wonderful support of these solicitors. You come out with your will written, and there are some funds, much-needed funds, raised for our causes at St Michael's.
And what does that money go towards? How is that used every day, and how does it go to support people within St Michael's Hospice?
Well, I think our amazing support that we have at St Michael's still fund almost 90% of the work we do. When you look at the range of work we do in an inpatient unit, day therapy service for people living with motor neurone disease, bereavement services, etc. Some really vital services reaching a number of people. And without that community support, without funds raised through initiatives such as St Michael's Make a Will Month, the level of care we provide simply cannot continue. In addition to that, we need to do more. We've always identified we need to do more, and we're constantly striving to reach all of the need that's out there.
So this initiative then, it actually does a lot of those things. It's helping to raise much needed funds, and it's helping people with an issue they may not have even thought about before, make a will. Firstly, who are the solicitors that are involved? Let's give them a bit of a plug. And also, how much do you think making a will would normally cost? So what would a donation sort of work out as?
Okay, well, the donation doesn't necessarily need to reflect the cost. It's great if it does. Typically, having your will made locally can cost anywhere between £160 and £350.
Okay.
So this is very generous of these solicitors, and thank you for enabling me to read out their names. They are Greenwoods of Knaresborough. In Harrogate, we have Bywaters Topham Phillips, Graham Stowe Bateson, Stowe Family Law, and Barber Titlis. In Ripon, we have Hutchinson and Buchanan, Fitzgerald Harts from Boroughbridge, and from Leeds, we have Winston Solicitors and McClure Solicitors.
I was counting away on my hands. That's definitely nine. Well done.
It is.
So those nine solicitors then are helping you out. They are writing wills for people, and in order to have your will written, you can make a donation to St Michael's Hospice. How can somebody make the most of this, Tony? How can somebody get involved, have their will written, and help the hospice as well?
Well, to make the most of this, the objective is to come out, from their point of view, is to come out with a legally sound and fully understood will that hasn't been there previously. Mm-hmm. So to make the most of it, you need to pick up the phone, pick up your computer, and either telephone for a free pack. Can I give the number?
Absolutely.
It's Harrogate 01423 878 628. Or you can email to events@stmichaelshospice.org. And that's Saint spelt out fully. Or visit our website, www.stmichaelshospice.org.
Fantastic. Tony Collins, thank you so much for coming in. And I will pop lots of links as well, strayfm.com, so people can easily find you. And they can make this month the month they make a will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.